This at Kumasi Asante Kotoko, there was this match between Kotoko and Olympus. There was a downpour some few hours to the game. People did not go home. They stood in the rains, cheered on till the end of the match. What is missing now? Kotoko seem to have gotten a huge sponsorship deal. They have a nice bus, but still people don't go to the stadium to cheer them on. People rather prefer to watch Man U and Liverpool on TV than go to the stadium to watch Kotoko and Accra House of Folk. What are we not doing right?
I think a lot of things are not doing right, are not being done right. You mentioned that, I don't know, was it Olympics or Bofo Akwa? I can't remember, but I remember myself at the time, they wanted to abandon the game and they started singing in the crowd, in the stadium, in the upper rafters. And it touched my heart. And these are the things when people ask me about the negatives. I have no negatives in Kotoko. I only have good memories. The negative side is with the trying sides to build, to make. And you can only do that with the people if you recognize that you are doing it for the people. Not everybody will be happy with you. But when it is that you are doing it with the people, it meant something. And when I was called involved to get involved, I remember sitting in a meeting with George Amwakon, Kwame Bosumpim, S.S. Apia, Jarvis Pepra, and a couple of other people. I didn't know them. It was Kwabena Yaboa who brought George Amwaku to me. I didn't know him from anywhere. S.S. Apia was there before I came to that place. And I remember as I talked about the business plan that I would fill the stadiums, and they all looked at me because in 1998, one of the gate receipts they received was 58,000 old cities. So that's 5,800 cities, I think, or whatever it is. 500 something. 50,000, that's what they received in one gate receipt in those days. And I said I would fill it. So in filling it, first of all, you have to defer to the people that matter. And that is the supporters. Right. You have to. We rebuilt the supports, the circles around the country, going, visiting, giving them a belief. The establishment of the Kotoko Express. Changing the format of football, the junior team, junior matches being played before senior matches, going and holding street carnivals in Bantama to whip up the excitement, being loud and being controversial and letting people know that you are there defending Kumasi Asante Kotoko, even to the detriment of your reputation. Doesn't matter how they insult you, how they take you on, you know that you are doing it for Kumasi Asante Kotoko. And you know that you have the belief of the people. Therefore, you are looking ultimately to the plans beyond Asante Man. I think that since we left, they've been looking inward. So you see the crowds are from around the stadium within Kotoko. When we played, people were coming from Ivory Coast. They were coming from Burkina. They were coming from Togo. People who planned their weekends for funerals around the Kotoko matches. We brought women into the stadium. So young girls and young people were coming. Students at Tech who were keeping away were also coming to the stadium. So our outreach was a lot bigger, a lot further. And we made sure that when we were in doubt, we had Amachi Dede, Lord Kenya and people to come and play in the stadium. Because the aim was to say, if the supporter has not got much money and he must choose whether to take his money in those days, 4,000 cedis, 2,000 when we started. So I don't know how much that is in new money. No, 20 pesos. 20 pesos to come and watch a football match that day with his transport, with his food, or whether he should go and sit in a beer bar and spend it, whether he should take it just to a funeral, whether he should watch another match or sit in the house and watch. You have to make it such when he's making that choice of whether to spend that 20 pesos. Later, 40 pesos. Whether to come to the stadium, then you must make sure that you entertain him. The quality of football must be great. Which is why by the time Middendorp had his first full season in Kotoko. I remember when nobody could score a goal in Kumasi Stadium. They didn't even score. That big match against Hearts of Oak, when we beat them three times in that one season. That was probably the strongest Hearts of Oak team in the history of Hearts of Oak. They called themselves the 64th Battalion. And that's the first goal. I think we beat them 2-1 or 2-0 in Kumasi Sports Stadium that day. So people come in anticipation. They need to have a belief. They go to the training grounds. They see the changes. We built the training ground. Create the service where the quality of the football will be good. Players learn how to control the ball and play under certain circumstances. Yes, it costs money. But then you are looking ultimately because the vision was not to look at Kotoko playing against Heart of Lions or New ADBRC or whatever. It's about Kotoko being as great as El Ahly. Kotoko being able to beat Zamalek. Kotoko being bigger than TP Mazembe, which I believe that Kotoko is bigger than any of those clubs and greater than any of those clubs.
But can the team aspire to that level as of now?
I think so. You know, we were ahead of our schedule. When I came and Otumfo Pokware said, I give you the team, I never asked for it. I didn't even know. I came to Kumasi after the riots to tell Nana Champehini that this Kotoko thing, I did not feel I was worthy to get involved. Because gunfire, people were shot at Menshia, it had got out of hand. It is not my understanding of how football should be looked at. So when I was made Kotoko chairman in the same afternoon, you know, it just was not what I was expecting. So to put together a very quick business plan, to move very, very quickly, pull in all the resources, and take a complete diametric shift in the way Kotoko was looked at, you know, that we brought within the first season, kid sponsorship, Tigo sponsorship, changing and bringing the commercial reality, therefore changing the way the club was looked at, was in many ways a very, very big thing. So the first 5 years, we said in 5 years we will win the league title. We could have spent 2 years and bribed, like the people who came after us did, and it was documented, and just bribe matches. But you see, when you keep bribing in Ghana, you will never reach the final of the Champions League. You never will. You can cheat as much as you want here. You can bribe every referee. You can beat up your opponent. You can do all the things that is in Ghana mafia football. But we wanted to build it, 5 years win the local league. That means you have a strong grounding, which is why we set up the academy to go alongside and build where it is that we needed to go. Then it is thereafter, compete in Africa and win Africa. We thought by 7 years, we would win Africa. Yet in 4 years, 3.5, 4 years, we were already in the final of the Confederation Cup.
And we lost to WAG of Morocco.
We lost to WAG of Morocco, yeah.